Lots of views and opinions being expressed this morning, continuing to be expressed by columnists and others in relation to GAA Go and the saga of the week in relation to it. One of our listeners got in touch with us yesterday talking about, you know, being able to go to a pub and being able to afford it. The cost for pubs is €300 to sign up for the season, €80 per game if they want to order. Is this too much money? Does it put money pressure on publicans who are already paying high prices and much higher prices for other television subscription services to bring live sport to their customers? With me in the line to talk about this in more detail is Christy Walsh, chair of the Kerry Vintners Federation. Christy, good morning to you.
Come on, Jerry, how are you?
Not too bad. What, you're involved in the GAA as well. What do you make of the GAA controversy, GAA Go controversy, first and foremost?
Jerry, I suppose I won't be the most popular man by saying this, but I actually think the GAA Go was a fantastic incentive by the GAA. I mean, it just opened the avenue to so many matches to be shown live and to be able to, for people to be able to watch them live. Even for us as publicans, like where well used to paying absolutely extraordinary fees to watch Sky, to watch soccer matches, to watch a bit of racing and stuff like that, and what the fees that the GAA brought in and the special deal that they done with the publicans in Ireland actually was a fantastic saving compared to what would be charged from Sky, you know. So I actually,
what do you pay for Sky Sports for soccer, for rugby, for other rights that they have?
Depending on your turnover, Jerry, you could be paying anything up to €2,000 a month.
€2,000 a month?
Yeah.
That's a lot of money before you sell your first pint or your first bottle of Coke.
Yeah. And like that's to have Sky Sports and to have your racing and the whole lot, like, and BT and to be able to show the matches, like, you know. So
yeah.
I don't know.
So you're saying, look, GAA Go for the publican works out much cheaper.
It does, Jerry, in all fairness. Now, look, I know there's been issues, and I know of a friend of mine that he had a pub in Limerick, and he bought the package at the start, and the one big match that he was shown there recently was the Limerick-Clare game, and unfortunately there was an issue that night with broadband, or it was a bad night and there was turning light in the sky and he wasn't able to get the broadband. Now, I know that's an issue and everything, but
yeah.
Look, his pub was jammed front to back, and unfortunately a lot of them actually drifted down to the pub next door because he wasn't able to get in. Your man was had it all right, you know. So but that was just a small issue. But look, I had a fine crowd in last night for Tip and Cork. It was a fantastic game. I had a big crowd in for Limerick and Clare, and I'm hoping for a bumper crowd now for Kerry and Mayo. I don't know, some of the fans that probably won't go to the match.
You probably will, Christy, because there'll be some who can't get it. There'll be others who maybe, you know, aren't able to do it. There'll be others who just feel they won't afford it, but they might afford to go and have a pint in the pub or have a drink in the pub and watch it in that way. So it's an option for people.
Yeah, that's for sure, Jerry. Yeah, look, and again, I understand the controversy that's been out there. People saying it should be free to air and all that. Like, but I mean, just even come from where we are after coming from in the last few years, and like the amount of matches that have been shown. Like, I mean, in all fairness, I definitely think this is a better deal than all the matches being shown on Sky there for the last couple of years. You know.
Yeah.
So like, I mean, you have to compare one with the other. I know people don't like paying, and they're paying. People are paying their TV licenses and all that, but look, I just think it's not a bad deal for publicans, and I mean, even for private houses, if people want to get to 40 games this after the year, they could have got the early bird package for €49 or something like that, like, which worked out about €1.50 per game.
Yeah.
You know, like, I mean, and I mean, people wouldn't even blink an eyelid now having a private house and paying £500 for a dodgy box, or even £120 a month for their own private Sky package. That comes out at £1,500, like, you know. And they're getting this then for £49, you know.
Yeah,
so,
but it's, the problem is it's on top of all those other costs. And I know what
I
you're saying about
that,
more
yeah,
games being available.
That.
And let's face it, if you put it back to, let's say, last year, and I know it's a new format this year, but a game like Kerry versus Mayo, most likely high-profile match, would have been free to air in years gone by. No, it's not. Munster Championship hurling matches would have been free to air, the high profile games. That's part of the problem that's annoying people, I think. They weren't ready for it because of the new format and the new way of doing things.
I understand, yeah, definitely. Like, you know, I agree with that. I agree. I can see definitely where that is the issue, you know.
Yeah.
And then, like, I mean, you look at it, like, there is so many other sports that are out there showing, like, you know, I mean, and TV3, they're showing the rugby, they're showing the racing, they're showing other GA matches live, and, you know, in all fairness, they're showing other things. I suppose, just being a devil's advocate, I suppose, what they showed last week, and the reason that they couldn't show it live, the all the events that were going on in London, I suppose that kind of irked a few people.
Coronation was free to air, Christy. You didn't have to pay anything to watch it.
I know that, yeah.
There you go. Okay, well, listen, Christy, we'll see where it goes. Do you think that they've announced now they're going to review things for next year? Do you think that they will do that, or it's a good idea to just assess how things go for this season?
I think so. Like, I can't see it being changed midstream. No, it is what it is for this year. And, like, I mean, like, look, if people want to get the Kerry match for the next day, and if a private person you called out how much it is for them, and it's 80 quid for a bar, they can just get that match to know, and maybe just kind of let the rest of the games go, because probably more than likely if Kerry got to an All-Ireland quarter final, all their matches will be shown live anyway. You know?
Yeah.
Look, come here. For us as a publican, to have the option, we don't have any option with Sky at the moment or BT to be able to buy a match. We have to buy the package at the start of the year. We can't even do a kind of a 6-month thing and then get out of it after 6 months. You can't do that. You have to buy it for a year, and, like, it's so hard to get out of anything like that, you know. So this option of just buying a match for a big day is great. I mean, I have Sky Sports on the bar there most nights, and I have matches, and they could be from any division in England, and there wouldn't be... People are actually just saying, look, will you turn off that there? It's catching my eye. I don't know, we would all want to be watching it. I don't know, so.
Yeah, there's that to it as well. All right, Christy, listen, we'll leave it there. Thanks a million for giving us your review on the programme this morning. Christy Walsh there, Chair of the Kerry Vintners Federation, with us on the line talking about the idea of GA Go in pubs, the costs involved in relation to that. For some publicans who've contacted us, they're saying it's another huge cost involved in relation to it, and it is a major problem and a major issue. So they're seeing it as an extra cost. But as I suppose Christy said, look, you can buy the one game for €80, or you can buy a couple of games, might cost you 160 quid, a lot cheaper than, let's say, a Sky Sports package that you might have.